The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Rockets lose. Astros lose. Oh, my God. Did you guys happen to see the end of the Jets-Blues game? The end of regulation? They were down 2 goals with, like, 10 seconds left, and they tied it up and then won in double overtime. It was... That is a game 7 to move on? Are you kidding me? Holy crap. That is playoff hockey. That is listen, NBA is great. It's awesome, but playoff hockey, there's an intensity there that is unmatched. I don't know in any sport.
I'm dying to go to a hockey playoff game. I've got an opportunity too, but I'd have to go to Vegas, so that's not happening. And I don't even know if they're even in it anymore. I doubt they are.
It is crazy, I'm telling you. Oh, good luck getting a ticket in Vegas.
Well, I've got a connection there.
Anywhere. But man, oh, man, oh, man, what a finish. What a great game. It wasn't even a finish. It was 2 overtimes after that. So just a great, great, great game.
Yeah, Jerry, that kind of stuff. Jerry in the chat just said he was watching that because the Rockets were so bad. He checked out of that and went to the Winnipeg one.
Oh, my God.
One.
Yeah. I saw one, and I don't know if you've ever – have you ever done this where you're standing in front of your TV watching the game?
Yes. Yes. 100%. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know why, but yes, absolutely.
Yes. When it's so intense that you can't even sit down and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see – well, I don't know. Dell, that's not you.
No.
I don't believe that.
Dell's sitting – Dell doesn't get – have you ever been excited about a game, Dell, or actually about anything? Has anything ever made you excited?
You don't want to hear it because it's going to bring bad memories to you. You don't want to hear what I'm about to say.
Mm.
When Miami made the Final Four and went through the Cougs in Texas, I was very excited.
Oh, you were?
What does excited look like for you?
I was yelling Final Four over and over again when
they
made it.
I can't see that.
Well, that's why I do it at home. I don't want anyone to see it.
That doesn't sound real.
Well, don't worry about it. It happened, so I didn't want to.
Why have you been shamed into not being your authentic self?
I don't like watching games that matter to me around people.
Why?
Because it's not an enjoyable experience to listen to people chatter about a team I know more about than they do.
I mean, that is real. I've been that way at, like, famously at Super Bowl parties. I had talked about it on the radio a lot, and when my wife and I got together, when we were just dating, she said she was so nervous at the Super Bowl game, not to mess it up. And I'm like, you know, I just don't like hearing the people talking who don't care about the game and stuff like that. But that was Super Bowl. I'm assuming at a game 7, you're not. If you're at a game 7 with people who don't care about that game, you shouldn't be there. That's on you. You shouldn't be at a game 7 with people, or a Final Four, you know, or a Elite 8 game with a chance to go to the Final Four with a bunch of people who don't care. Beat it.
Well, not that don't care or probably don't know. They're just there because it's a big game.
Yeah. Well, then don't talk. Then don't mess with the rest of us.
But you can't control people. You can't tell them
not to
talk.
You stay at home like you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand.
That's what I do.
I understand it. I don't like dummies.
They spent a lot of money on that game, okay?
They spent a lot of money to get there, so.
No, we're not talking about at the game.
No, you can't tell them they have to shut up.
No, we're not talking about at the game spending money.
Whether
we're talking
it be a
about
party
at
a, or a sports
at a party
bar,
or, just, a, or a house or an apartment
yeah,
or something
either way,
like that.
Just,
like, get
I
together.
I don't want to hear your nonsense. Just leave me
yeah,
alone.
Yeah, not at the game. That's different.
I just yeah, but even at a party, so they're there. Who's there's no you don't have to be at the party with them. So what's better for me to be furious and maybe pop off at someone because they're talking, or just watch the game at home? I just watch the game at home. It's easier for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's all.
That's fine.
Yeah. Well, I like to be out. I like to be at a bar. I like the excitement. I like the electricity being out. Or, you know, like last night, if you were out watching a game, you're like, you suck. This sucks.
You got to drive home.
My buddy went to the game, and after we played in the member guest all weekend, and his son wanted to go, so he went, and he was like, oh my God, why did I do that? Why did I go? And because it was just what a waste. He could have sold those tickets. Wanted to sell them. But you know what? That's what being a big good dad is, taking your kid to the game and sucking and having it suck. But I guess that's good child, dad, son time together.
Well, the son now builds scars along with the rest of the team.
Well, that's part of being a fan, yes. Build scars. Scarring, that's how you get emotionally involved.
Yep. Well, how come we do it? I feel like we scar more than other cities.
We probably don't, but it feels like we do.
Well, it's because you play the Warriors.
Well, you always get beat up by the Warriors. Like, this is really a problem. I'm tired of getting my ass kicked in my life by the Warriors.
Two different generations of Rockets teams.
Yeah. Like, the Warriors beat the brakes off of my Rocket teams and yours and everyone else listening. If you followed the Rockets, I mean, Steph Curry spans across generations. My kids have been beaten by Steph Curry at age like 8. We got stuck in a flood. In the flood game, we were stuck on Highway 59 with no, you know, because the overpass, we were on the overpass. There was floods all over the place, that Steph Curry flood game. Although, actually, the Rockets, I can't remember if they won that game. I think they won that game against the Warriors. But, you know, my kids were in pajamas in the backseat of a car trying to get home during a flood. Now one of them's in college. He's still getting his ass kicked by Steph Curry.
Curry beat the Rockets when they were pretenders, then contenders. They were awful for several years. Now they're back, and he beat them again. It's a generation.
Draymond, too, by the way. Draymond beats every iteration of the
Rockets. We're talking about generational ass beatings that he's doling out to the Rockets.
Man, this is scarring right
here. Isn't he the biggest ass beater ever? In Houston history?
Yes, 100%.
I mean,
you can't come up with anyone else. Steph's spans childhoods. There are some kids who grew up in their first Rocket game they saw when they were 8, and now they're graduating high school, and they're still getting their asses kicked by Steph Curry. And Draymond. You got to throw Draymond in there, you know. But Steph Curry, yes. Eight-year-olds are getting beat up by Steph Curry because he was beating the Rockets in, 14? Now it's 25. That's 11 years. Literally, from your entire childhood has been Steph Curry beating you in big games.
Did you see what Buddy Hield said? He said the vets, Jimmy,
he does
Steph,
have a wide-ass mouth.
And Draymond, he said they had a very emotional meeting the night before the game, and he said it was like everybody had chills and we were all locked in. He said, I mean, see, that's funny. It's a first-round game. Steph has got 4 championships, right? This team isn't going to – this ain't a championship team. But he was so – it's so important to him that they move on in this series with this team after all he's accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
See – did James have a meeting with the Clippers and implore them all, you know, to just be the greatest they could possibly be?
Don't put James with Steph.
Well, I know, but
of course
I mean,
not. Of course, that's why. I mean, that's why Steph wouldn't shoot. James didn't want any smoke, so he didn't even shoot.
Steph and Draymond are still, and Jimmy, they're still doing this.
It still matters. It still matters. Steph is just as competitive.
It's
crazy. He's just as competitive as he ever has been. He is one of the all-time greats, without question.
And to want it this badly in the first round after you've got all those titles, I mean, that's the kind of thing that you learn in the postseason. Because when you're coached by Steven Silas for 3 years, you don't learn anything like that. There's nothing you learned. You learned nothing about being a champion. Nothing. No. Nothing.
The Rockets, the Gone Fishing, TNT created a Gone Fishing Photoshop. And on the boat it says 1-2-3 Galveston, which they famously crush Galveston. Chuck just crushes Galveston every chance he gets. And everyone from Houston and Galveston are like, yeah, Chuck is true. What he's saying is true. Dirty-ass water. It's trash-ass water. They've got a picture of Kenny in his Rocket red Rocket uniform, Chuck in the pajamas pointing to his head. There's a C.J. Stroud picture, or C.J.'s on there with the Ghetto Boys on his T-shirt, like a T-shirt of the Ghetto Boys album cover when Bushwick Bill had his eyes shot out of his head. You got Alperen Şengün there holding onto a picture of Paul Wall. So you got Jalen Green and Michael Strahan holding a picture of Akeem with goggles on. And Strahan, because he's from Houston. Beyonce's in the background. And then you got three guys. I don't recognize who they are. In the right behind Alperen Şengün, to the right of Şengün, and then up there by Beyonce. I don't recognize those three guys. And then there's in the very back, and this is a deep cut, there are three guys on a telephone, and I didn't know who it was. I followed the string. It's from Seinfeld when George was there, when they go, "When are you bastards coming to Houston?" They're supposed to be guys from Houston who are, and you know, George somehow befriends these three guys, and they're, you know, they're like on a phone call with them from a plane talking about, "When are you bastards coming to Houston?" He goes, I'm going to come out there and see you bastards. George is talking. So it's those three guys from a Seinfeld
movie. Altuve's in the water in the trash can.
Altuve's actually floating in the trash can.
Jim Parsons, known as a Houston guy.
Oh, that's Jim Parsons?
Yeah, the dude from what is it, Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory, yeah.
I don't know who the guy in the background.
Where's Manny?
Who? Oh, I didn't see Manny. There's one guy unidentified. He's got a backwards hat on, some sunglasses.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
He's got a beard. Maybe it's an Astro. I don't know who that is. I can't tell. Can't tell.
That's sad.
Yeah, but Altuve is
going to Galveston.
1-2-3 Galveston.
Yeah, Altuve's just sitting over there in the water by himself.
But we ain't doing that.
Altuve in a trash can. Why does it have to be Altuve?
Oh, he's the most famous Astro.
No, yeah, but they put him with all this. This is disgusting.
Yeah, that's garbage. That's garbage. 713-780-3776. Come on in. Hang out with us. 713-780-3776. Hey, what's the date today? Today's the 6th?
May
the
4th?
5th? 6th? 5th. May 5th. Holy crap. You got 10 days till you can. And so let's go. Let's go right now because you're literally 10 days away from not being able to protest your taxes anymore. And if you just let it sit on your hands, let it go, it's okay. We don't have to do it this year. It's all okay. See how that compounds. Because next year when they do it, if they overcharge you this year, and they are going to overcharge you 86% of the time, they overcharge you for your taxes, your property taxes, then they're going to do it again. And then do it again, and do it again. And the compound of money, how it's incredible how it increases. You're looking for the best way to fight your property taxes. Protest it. Do not let it go without doing it. Own Well is the best way. Technology, they just do it. They just do it. It's incredible what they do. They save an average of $1,100 per person. You want that $1,100 in your pocket? Go to ownwell.com. OWNWELL.com. It takes just 3 minutes to sign up. Then they do everything else. Let them start your property tax protest. OWNWELL.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Yeah, I think Joan makes a pretty good point. Jake Myers did all that from the nine hole. It may be the greatest game by the ninth hitter ever.
Maybe so.
Uh-huh.
Two homers, a triple, a double, and seven RBIs.
Forever it was pitchers, and now recently, of course, since the DH, which is, I don't know, going on 50 years old, but it's still relatively a small sample size baseball-wise. But Is there a possibility that anybody, any nine-hole hitter?
No, that's a really good game.
Two homers, the triple, a double, seven RBIs?
That's a really good game. Baseball's been around a long time, so probably something. But, man,
Jake Meyers is the greatest ever?
It's up there. Jake Meyers having one of those seasons. It's a career season. It's a Buddy Hield season. It's like a Buddy Hield game seven, but it's his whole season. Jake Meyers. So, there you go. What would you like to see the Rockets do, John?
What's your perfect scenario?
Is there a scenario where you're okay with everything staying status quo and running it back?
No, you've got to add. They're not going to just sit on their hands. They're not.
What would you do?
It's not Tillman. It's not Rafael. It's not Patrick. I think they love stars, and you know what? Stars do win. Stars win. It's what they do. That's why they're stars. What I would do is go get Durant. I would go get Durant. I want him for a couple, 3 years. I don't have to give up nearly as much for him. I think you got to make the money work, but you could probably do that with a third thing. I think that Jalen probably could go. If you didn't have to get rid of Jalen, okay, that would be great. But if there is somebody, I think that it's expensive. I think Jalen might benefit from a different place. I think you need somebody that can come. Look at how stagnant they get. Kevin Durant would actually stop those runs, you know, just with a couple of baskets, because they can't. It's so laborious them trying to make a basket when the other team is on a run. I mean, I think Kevin Durant could end that for you. He can stop the bleeding. He can keep you in games. The offense is just simple with him. Just get him the ball and let him just take a jumper over anybody, because he can hit a jumper over everybody in the league. So, and he's such a great shooter. I think that would be what I would do. I'm assuming you want Giannis more?
Yes, 100%. But, you know, there's a sliding scale of what you give up and what you get, so you have to have that conversation. Giannis, I think, locks you in for a 5-year run. Durant gives you a chance at 2 years, probably. One costs substantially more, but you're locking in your core and you have some certainty, a lot more certainty when you have Giannis, because you know that, especially if Jalen or Alperen were part of that deal, because now you've got the money to pay Amen Thompson. You have two expensive, you can afford three expensive players, and then after that, you got to be smart with how you do it. Dell and I talked about this Friday. You know, you feel like the Rockets window is wide open with all these young players, but the reality is that a lot of these guys are going to be up for contracts that you're not going to be able to afford. And so there is a little bit more. It's not like baseball where you have club control for 6 years. You know what I mean? Like, you got a long window. In football, you've got a 5-year window with a rookie quarterback, for example. In basketball, it goes a lot quicker, it feels
like.
Yeah,
but you did lock up your core last offseason.
Yeah, you did, but you also have to move on from part of that core, is what the argument is. Is that you have to move on from Jalen Green. That's one of the arguments. And you say locked up your core. Amen Thompson is a core player. He's not locked up. You got two more years with him, so you don't have to lock him up. But
yeah,
you will. You will, and he'll probably be a $40 million player. $40 million plus.
Right. Probably. Yeah,
so you're going to have to, you know, you have to start planning for that. Tari Eason. Can you afford Tari Eason? Boy, did he stink when he came in yesterday. He was a non-factor for much of that game.
I think Tari is right now, he's not a break-the-bank guy.
And I don't think Tari is a can't-trade guy. You may not want to, but he has to at least be, like, you have to leave it open to potentially moving off of Tari Eason. Obviously, Amen, no chance. Alperen, no chance unless it's for Giannis, in my opinion. Jalen, you know, you leave it open. I'm not trying to give Jalen away. Jalen's got a lot of value in those 82 games. Against Golden State, he has almost no value. Don't know why, but that's just where we are, and I'm not going to fight it. 10 of his 12 games stunk this year against Golden State. He never plays well against Golden State. Other than this 38-point game, it's like it's awful for him.
That's so crazy. He can't play against that team. It's just, and it, and, well, he's up and down. But Dell, you were wrong about him. I mean, the average 13 a game, he was very consistent in, at 13, and right around that 13.
Yeah, I overestimated his ability to get back to 22. Hey, so I was positive about him, so don't come at me. I thought he just reached his level. Didn't do it.
He didn't reach his level. Yeah, he. That's it's. I mean, I know the whole city. Listen, this whole thing isn't just on Jalen Green, and I know the city is squarely he's in the sights, everybody's sights. But it's one. I'm torn on Jalen. I'm torn on Jalen. I can see he's going to be at. He is going to torture the team if he goes somewhere else. I'm telling you, he is, because. I don't know, for whatever reason, maybe it's just that Phoenix doesn't play any defense, and so makes it a lot easier. But he's got a special place in his heart for Phoenix because of all the Booker talk for all these years. So he kicks ass. He kicks ass against them. I do think Jalen's going to come back and haunt this team if you get rid of him. I do. I think he's a special talent. I mean, we see him, we're like, wow. This is incredible.
What is this? What is this? The Jalen hate from you, just the name Jalen, has been a thing for Lance has commented on it for several years now. Now he's got to haunt the Rockets for years. Lance, what happened to him?
He's just being he's doing a character.
Okay.
No,
what
it's
happened?
Not a character.
He's not a character.
No, I'm torn on Jalen whether to get rid of him.
You're literally torn on him after literally. The greatest example of why he's not him, and you said that two episodes, he's not him. This is a character. It's
the
a new character,
huh?
That John's working
okay.
on.
No, I'm telling
I don't
you
understand
here and
this.
Now. No, I've been fighting for Jalen against Dell, who hates him.
I don't hate him. I don't have to.
Fighting for Jalen should not be a T-shirt that you wear.
Jalen train.
I am not hating him. I just look at him and go.
Train out of town.
I don't see what people are so enthused by when you can't depend on him from game to game, except you could in this series because you knew you're going to get an awful performance.
He's got some Steve Francis with a little better with a better shot from the a more likable Steve Francis with better effort, better basketball IQ, and a little better shot. But at the end of the day, his game is primarily based on athleticism, which is cool. I like that he's explosive, but at some point you got to develop, like, you're going to have to develop the half court game. The Rockets do, in general. Their half-court game's just simply not good enough. They can't shoot. They're a bad shooting team. The missed free throws are absolutely, fundamentally untenable and inexcusable. Cannot continue on.
Alpi has got to fix that. Alpi is awful. Awful. He has got to fix that. Jalen, too, missing a bunch of free throws in this series. Terrible. I'm just saying, you guys want a bunch of Carusos. I like the athleticism that he brings to the table.
Who mentioned Caruso? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what you want.
I don't want
little
a Caruso
white
here.
Headband guys.
Yeah.
Little short, fat headband guys.
Yeah, I profile that way, looking for a white headband guys to come play for the team. I understand the infatuation, and plus he's your guy. He was supposed to be the first in a line of guys who was supposed to bring the Rockets back to prominence, and he certainly has helped the cause. But, hey, you want to trade him player for player for someone just because you like that other player's skill set, I'd be fine. You want to trade him for just a knockdown shooter, and that's all you get out of Jalen? Cool. Because at least from one series, I'm looking at it and go, you know what? I got many Giannis out there playing for me. You watch Amen go at it, and at some point, teams are just going to have to build a wall like they do against Giannis, because if you just give him the ball and go, we're going to spread it out, and Amen make a play. His ability just to get his own shot now sometimes doesn't go in.
He can do it.
But he can get his shot just simply get out of my way. I'm going to get a shot that's a pretty good one. The Warriors at points were just built the wall. Ah, sorry. We got Draymond shading you in the paint. We've got our on-ball defender. You have to pass the ball. We're not going to allow you to do what you're doing.
They can dive down off the height. So he likes to come from elbow extended. They can go from whoever's at the top of the key, and you dive down to help build that wall. Because you're willing to take chances with the Rockets. Like, Rockets took chances against Golden State, and they got blistered by it too many times. Although, you know, I say that. They gave up way too many open looks in Game 6. And the Rockets, it didn't come back to haunt them because the Rockets really beat them up. In Game 7, if your name wasn't Buddy Hield, you shot 9 of 32 as the Golden State Warriors. Like, you shot less than, you shot,
that's definitely
you shot
going to the
under
fourth quarter.
30%. Yeah, so Like, it's not like Golden State beat you up from the three. I mean, they did, but really most of it was Buddy Hield. Most of it, almost all of it was Buddy Hield.
There's a couple possessions when the Warriors went zone, and you have the double bigs out there. So you have two non-shooters in your bigs, and then Amen's not a shooter. And then, look, Dylan Brooks was pretty good knocking down shots this year, but he was off. And then Fred, he was great, and they were fearful of him, but it's still Fred. You just never know. So you could look at it and go, you almost had like 3.5 non-shooters out there in a playoff game. You can't run offense that way.
And honestly, I think Reed Shepard's got a chance to be a pretty good player. With that said, though, there is a scenario where he's just simply not strong enough. Like, he just becomes a defensive liability that he may not be able to be okay with. If he does play, he has to be great as a shooter, because he is going to be a minus defensively right
now. Let me give
you
something, because I said knockdown shooter. This is not a real thing, but an example. A guy who can play off of others, because that's what his career has been. If I said straight up, Jalen for Austin Reese. For this team. For what this team needs.
I told you wanted slow white
guys. A shooter for what this team needs.
You know, that should be a no. And Rocket fans will say no. But if you're objective and just, if you really work through it, it's an interesting proposition. Because one guy is a much better shooter and may fit what the Rockets need better than Jalen. Now, I'm also looking at this through a playoff lens because it's recency bias. So in 82 games, Jalen was pretty damn skippy. Although he did shoot 42% from the field. Like, he wasn't really better statistically than his career. He pretty much came in, it just felt better. It was much better defensively.
And you know what Luka needs? The championship attitude of a Jalen Green.
Now, Reeves didn't
shoot. Hey, he's at least Jalen's accountable.
Now, Reeves didn't shoot well in the postseason. I just brought him up because the Lakers are trying to improve really for a big man, so they might include Reeves in the trade. But Reeves is about a 38% shooter from three. 46 from the floor. He is willing to play off of others. He can create his own shot.
He's athletic.
Yeah, he's fine. But I was just saying, like, one for one, if I told you,
all right,
that guy for that guy for what this
Let
team
me do
needs.
Two trades.
All right.
Reed for Pat Spencer.
Reed Shepard for Pat Spencer?
Yeah. Would you do that deal right now?
No.
Pat Spencer,
no.
Number 61 with an undershirt and a mustache.
No.
Well, Spencer's better than Reed right now.
Sure, but I mean, making that trade.
Ime might play Pat Spencer.
Oh, no. Ime would like Pat Spencer.
Yeah.
Pat Spencer headbutted somebody. Ime's immediately like, man, that kid's got grit.
Yeah.
Pat Spencer looks better than Reed Shepard. And I don't want to say that ever again. I'm just saying. Well, Pat Spencer did give the Rockets work every time he was in the game and looks completely confident every time he touches the ball. Now, he does have that big lacrosse energy, so I get that. You know, he's a great lacrosse player. His confidence level is very, very high. But Reed Shepard could be really counted on. Like, you can't really afford to have Reed Shepard sit on the bench all game, and you can't afford to have him play poorly next year. Reed Shepard has to be a little bit of a factor coming in next year. I don't think any of us think that. Like, nobody thinks that Cam Whitmore's on this team next year, do you? Even if it's Cam for a second rounder, they're getting him out of the building. They can't have him in the building.
No,
John, did you see did you guys see the last 2 minutes when the backups came in game six, including Cam Whitmore? Did you see Cam Whitmore's act?
Well,
if you didn't watch it, Cam Whitmore, his trifactor was so low, it was terrible.
Yeah, well.
And Ime was pissed.
Well, again, he was the only guy when they were up. Remember when they blew the lead, and he was the only guy that didn't come in the fourth quarter until 2 minutes. I mean, I could see where he'd be like, I'm done here. I'm done. It doesn't help him because that's the attitude that everybody in the league sees in him, and it's a problem. It's why he lasted until 22.
One of the reasons he fell,
until the 22nd pick. That's why he lasted. So he hasn't changed that attitude at all. He's got to – you're right. He's got to get out of here. All right, we got a break. We're way late. We're going to talk about a little Allstate, Lance.
Yeah, let's talk about Allstate Windows and Siding. Everyone needs an upgrade on your home. Sometimes it's the interior stuff, and you want to do that, and that's great. But what about when it's the exterior? What are your thoughts? You thinking about painting your home? Okay, that's fine. Maybe you're painting your home because the wood is dilapidated. If you've got hardy plank from Allstate Windows and Siding, and they have a variety of colors, by the way, you're not painting your home anymore. You put the siding on, and it is going to withstand all of the weather elements. It's going to make your home more energy efficient, and it's going to look beautiful. new windows from Allstate Windows and Siding, made right here in the state of Texas for our weather. It is going to beautify your home. Your home's going to look so much better. It is going to protect you against the elements. It's going to lower your energy bill and become more energy efficient. It's going to add a layer of safety, and it's going to make things more quiet. So you can really upgrade the looks of your home on the exterior while lowering your energy bills, and you're doing something that's going to last you for that life that you're in that home. That's how impactful Allstate Windows and Siding can be. Make sure that you go to their website and check out all the products, because I promise you right now, you're going to find the opportunity to make your home look better and to function better in terms of the efficiency. And it's all at one phone call, 832-204-1936. They've got $30, 30% off each window, minimum 10 jobs, and $2,500 off complete siding jobs. Then when you tell them you heard about it from Lance at ESPN 97.5, they're going to take even more off. So don't forget that part. 832-204-1936 or allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, what you want to talk about from the weekend, you are more than welcome to do that, to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's been mostly Rockets talk, but we're throwing in a little bit Astros as well. Did y'all happen to see Tank Dell's leg this weekend?
See what?
The Tank Dell's leg?
No, where was it? I don't want to see it, actually. I'm not going to look at it. Just tell me what it looks
Dell,
like.
Dell, did you see this?
I didn't.
The tats that he has from the Tank Dell's, it is... It all the horror, all these different horror movie characters that are tattooed all over his leg. You know, you haven't seen this.
Oh, Tank Dell leg sleeve.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Seen that?
I know there's a story maybe a week or so ago about all his tattoos.
I thought you were going to tell me it looked like
Alex
Smith's
leg.
It looks like he got bit by a shark.
What came out was that he's not going to be able to play. Right, or that it looks like 2025. He's not coming back this year.
There's zero percent chance.
Yeah, but I never seen his leg tattoo before, and I was like, "Are you sure you should be doing all this with the? I mean,
doing all what
legs? I mean,
what's wrong with it? Wow, this is wild.
You haven't seen that, right?
Holy crap!
It's crazy.
His tattoo artist is bananas. Whoever it is really, really good.
He's got Chucky on there. He's got Scream. He's got Michael Myers.
He's got stuff
he's got
I don't
the
even
Joker.
Recognize.
He's got, I don't know, who's Lover
What's the
loser?
First one that's got that mask? Oh, that's Jason. That's Jason. It's a different kind of mask.
Yeah. Or Michael Myers.
And he's got yeah. Oh, my gosh. Whoever his tattoo artist is an unbelievable artist. But he is
you
high
want that on your leg forever.
I mean, it's his choice. Some
yeah,
people
his
are saying
leg, his choice.
Do you want those? You want that on your liver forever?
I do.
You go after your liver hard. No one tells you to stop doing that to your liver.
He's got ghost face on his leg.
Yeah, let that man live his best life.
My liver is screaming.
Yeah. No, I don't want that on my leg forever. But Tank Dell does want it on it, and it's his leg. His leg, his choice. Stop trying to limit personal choice. Mm. We're trying to let people. Do you want the liberty and freedom of Tank Dell to be who he's going to be and do what he wants to do? Yes or no?
I love that he lives in America and he has the liberty to.
He has the freedom to put whatever he wants on his.
So why are you trying to regulate his freedom?
Oh, why? I'm looking at a story here. I swear to God, the guy looks just like he's doing this. I think he's some kind of medical guy. He looks just like Raheel. I mean, just like Raheel.
Could be one of his characters.
It's scary, actually. I'm gonna send this to you guys, and you tell me if this is not Raheel doing this story.
What's this medical guy doing?
I don't know. He's talking about. Or maybe he's a tat guy. I don't know. I don't know.
One of the two. Who knows?
One of the two.
No one knows.
No one can tell.
Oh, he had to go under. Oh, my gosh. Tank had to go under anesthesia.
I bet. That's very intricate what's going on in his legs.
Well, that's a lot. He had that all done at one time?
I don't think all at one time. That feels like multiple sessions. That takes forever.
Yeah, I don't, man. If
I hour mean, you had point that's under for this.
Yeah,
that's
look. They put him under for a tattoo.
Do you see the guy telling the story? Is that not real?
No, I don't see the guy telling the story. I don't have the volume going, but I just know that something feels off about this. Like you've got to go in, and somebody actually, you have to have an anesthesiologist to get a tattoo. I feel like. Yeah, you probably shouldn't do whatever. If it takes an anesthesiologist, I don't know. He went from 0 to 100 with leg tattoo. That's for sure.
Where are you looking at this article story on, like, Sports Key? Is that what you're looking at?
It's
on TikTok.
Oh, because I'm looking at the dude who you may think it's Raheel. I don't think he looks that much like Raheel.
I think he looks just like
not Raheel. The bald guy.
No.
Yeah.
Is his name Sanu?
I don't know, probably.
Sanu Abraham? Is that who you're looking at?
Why do you ask him, is his name Sanu? You know he's going to say probably.
I'm looking at
his name Sanu Patel?
I'm
probably.
At,
he's Pakistani.
I'm looking at
Stop.
A guy who...
He's not.
I'm looking at a guy who is attached to one of the articles about Tank's leg, and I would assume this is the guy John thinks looks like Raheel.
Well, I emailed it to you, too. So you take a look and tell me that that's not Raheel.
I will tell you. Well, I know
Wait
it's not Raheel.
Sitting there talking about this with all the... Yeah, I'm telling you.
I don't have an email yet. Now I want to see this guy.
Okay, well,
how much
saying.
Do you think this guy looks like Raheel? Lance, if you had to guess, before you take a look, do you think it looks exactly like Raheel or not at all, considering how much you know about John?
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit like Raheel.
But watch the whole thing because he's in his office then, and it's Raheel's clone. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Sanu Abraham, he's a writer in Essentially Sports.
Well, it's a different guy. That's not him. The guy I just pulled up the video. This doesn't look like Raheel.
Oh, MD Anderson.
I'm looking at this guy right now.
Wow, this guy doesn't look like – he looks more like Russell Wilson than than Raheel. At least the LinkedIn picture, he's MD Anderson
it's
Cancer
a video,
Center.
No,
guys,
I'm looking at the video. He looks more like Jose Bartita than he does Raheel.
Oh.
No, his name's probably Sanu, and he's probably
– It's not Sanu. Sanu's a writer. I don't know who the video
– Oh, wait a minute. Sanu Abraham, the writer, is who you're talking about.
John. No, he's talking about someone else.
You sure?
Yeah, Inked.
Because
I see the video. It's at the account on TikTok. It's Inked MBAA, and that's the video. I don't think he looks like Raheel, but then again, I don't think a lot of people look like Raheel. So,
yeah, well.
Well, the one guy from the night out or whatever. When
that's your problem.
Riz Ahmed.
Riz Ahmed.
You don't see people. You don't see people for what they are.
No, I see people for what they are. That's why I don't assume one person looks like another just because there's a slight tone that's similar.
I mean, it's his double.
I don't think it's his double. Is that guy even Pakistani?
That doesn't matter, does it?
For you, generally, it does. So that's why I'm confused by this.
I think there are even Polish people that look like
me.
We, it doesn't matter.
This far past the break, or we?
We're way past.
That's what I was thinking. Past. I was like, oh, no, we break in 7 minutes. Oh, we're 7 minutes
We're just
going to
combine breaks, so don't worry about it.
All right, so what are we talking about?
All right, we got to get off the Raheel. A picture I can't even – I still haven't seen a picture, and definitely nobody listening knows.
Cheers.
Would you – I'm going to ask you a really hard question. Here, we're doing some hypotheticals.
All right. On the other side.
No.
We're combining breaks.
We don't need to. We're combining breaks. There's no
reason. A little
reason
bit later. Don't worry about it.
So would you – your immediate answer is no. I already know your immediate answer is no. It's going to be an emotional answer. And now I want you to think. Once you get past your emotion, I want you to be able to think, John. Because you're talking about Kevin Durant, and you'd be okay with the Rockets traded for Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Okay. LeBron James.
Trade for LeBron James?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Why not? Because you just don't like him, right? Because LeBron James has more in the tank than Kevin Durant, potentially.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, look at his performances.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why would you be okay with Kevin Durant and not LeBron James? Now, if you want to make a basketball argument that you don't think LeBron brings what the Rockets need, I'm cool with that. He's not a shooter.
They need instant offense. I mean, you're absolutely right. I don't like LeBron.
That's all it is. Yeah, I figured that was emotional.
I don't ever want him on my team.
And that's fine. That's fine. But
I don't know. Is LeBron the answer for this team?
Well, see, that's my point. I think basketball-wise, if you get past the emotion of it, what is LeBron? Is LeBron a good shooter? No.
No.
Is LeBron?
Well, he was at nearly 38%.
He's better than
6 threes per game. 38%.
Yeah, he's not like Durant's a better shooter. Durant's a better scorer. Durant can find his shots easier. I think LeBron is another version, kind of what Amen does. I mean, it's not the same, but what I'm saying is, you create your baskets, but not through moves that get to shots. Just through being kind of a bull in a china shop.
But he also creates for others.
He does. No, LeBron, that's why I think you'd have to. I mean, the Lakers, I think LeBron would be fine with going. Now, LeBron in the past has basically vetoed Houston.
He's not like the
city. He doesn't want to go to Houston. He doesn't like Houston. So I think it's a non-starter because he doesn't like Houston, and this came out before he went to L.A. With that said, if you're having just a hypothetical basketball discussion, it's an interesting discussion because he gives you a toughness. LeBron's got a toughness. He's won multiple championships. He's got, there's a lot of things he brings you. Rebounds. He brings you an ability to, there's a lot of things that you could use on your team that LeBron gives you. But he's missing an element that I think you need badly, which is a consistent shooter.
All right, be honest now. Is either LeBron or Kevin Durant, I mean, do they put you over the top as a championship team right now?
I think it's debatable.
My answer is no.
I think it's debatable. You're basically saying, can you beat Oklahoma City?
Can you beat Oklahoma City? Can you beat Cleveland?
Cleveland, yes. Cleveland's not as good as Oklahoma City.
I don't know if you can beat the Pacers. Boston?
I think Boston. I think your question is not – I don't even think it's Cleveland. I think it's – and I didn't think so before the series. Boston's been the favorite, by the way. I think it's – can you beat Boston and can you beat Oklahoma City? You beat Oklahoma City twice – with the team you had this year already. Yeah. Could you compete? Absolutely. With LeBron or Kevin Durant? Absolutely. Now, who are you subtracting? Because I got to know who you're subtracting from the Rockets.
Exactly. No, that is absolutely, you have to know that. And I don't know who that is, to tell you the truth. I don't know that Fred, I'm so torn on Fred now. Fred, playoff Fred is the best Fred.
John wants the entire backcourt back next year. He wants no changes.
You are the anti-Twitter. Does want change. He's just saying that. He wants Jalen Green gone.
I don't know. You listen to him.
Okay, Jalen Green out and Kevin Durant in, John?
Yes.
See, he's already said that. He's on record.
But he is on record saying Jalen will come back to haunt this team as well.
Jalen will haunt you. So?
I don't think so.
That'll haunt you.
That's like Kyle Tucker will come back to haunt you. Had to be done. There's just not. There wasn't a discussion. You had to do it.
You think right now it has to be done, that Jalen's got to go?
I think that it may be a decision you have to make. Yeah.
I don't think that's.
Because you got to get somebody else in.
I don't think that's a have to do.
You got
to
get
Kyle Tucker you had to do because he was an expiring contract coming up. That was an obvious move.
You don't have to do it, but every year that passes, a lot of times a player brings you less value because there's less club control and there's less contract and you have to pay a new contract. With Jalen, you got to run one.
Wait a minute. After what they saw, I want to give this guy $30 million a year? Really? I mean, Jalen may be more valuable when he's got an expiring contract.
Jalen had a great 82-game season. He had a bad playoff season.
He did not have a great 82-game season.
Oh, well, that's true. He had a good one.
He had a good one.
It's not great. We need to quit being too hyperbolic about Jalen and, frankly, Şengün.
Yeah.
Okay, Şengün had a good season, too. I'm tired of just throwing all-star on it and acting like he's some kind of first-team all-NBA player. He's not. He's got a lot of room for improvement. A lot.
Yep. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776 is the number. I've got to tell you about Air Team. I used Air Team at my house. They put in air conditioners at my house. And it was a great, easy process. I loved them. Brutal. The summer's coming up. It's going to be brutal. Your AC is going to be running. You need to make sure that you're going to be able to sleep in this heat. And you've got Air Team on your side. They're here to save the day. All-star HVAC performance and service. They'll make sure your AC is running smoothly so you can enjoy life as it should be. Have you checked your air conditioners lately? Because they're going to be working overtime. in Houston. It's going to be, I mean, they're going to work. Don't wait to get something done when it's broken, okay? Make sure that you do the maintenance that you need to do on your air conditioning. Air Team goes above and beyond to ensure your comfort when it comes to customer satisfaction. They're unmatched. I loved what they did for me. I've had these guys at my house putting in my air conditioning units. I'm really a big fan of Air Team. Call Air Team today. Experience the difference for yourself. Don't let a malfunctioning AC hold you back from enjoying life to the fullest. With Air Team, you can rest easy knowing you're in good hands. Check them out at airteamltd.com, airteamltd.com, or just call them at 713-936-5346. Tell them you heard it here.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's. For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.